praise the Lord. Thank God for my wife. Bless her with life, health, and strength. Amen. And, how old my sister is, with her staying in the hospital all late nights. Amen. Matter of fact, why not call and say, hey, how long are you going to be there?
Thank God for Deacon
Francisco and family. I know it's not an easy time, but how do you know God gives us grace?
Amen.
God gives us grace. You know what grace is? Grace is God's help when you need it. Not when you want it, but when you need it. Let us stand for our scripture reading on today. Our scripture reading on today. We just bless the Lord for all that he's done. And we serve such a mighty, mighty good God. We serve God as able to do all things but fail. We're going to start off in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We're going to read verses 9 through 11. And then we will skip down and read verses 15 through 20. Amen. Do we all have it? And for those who do not have the Bible, it is on the screen. Amen. How many just want to know the Lord in a personal way? You know, it's something to hear someone else's testimony. But how many want to have a testimony for themselves? How many want to just glorify God for what he's done in your life? Amen. The psalmist said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed is the man that trusted in him." So a lot of people are tasting and they know that God is good. But how many are really trusting him? When we trust God, we said this years ago, I don't think we used this analogy recently, to trust God is like you turning your back and you free fall, not checking to see if God's going to catch you, knowing that God's going to catch you. Now, when you don't trust God, when you fall, you're going to peek. You're going to peek and say, "Hey, God, are you there?" That's someone that don't really trust God. Because when you really trust God, when God says fall, you just, you go, because you know God will. So to trust God means to free fall back and not look behind and make sure God's going to catch you, knowing that God will catch you. Amen?
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 reads, "Know ye not that unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not what? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." And some of us are somewhere in that scripture. Somewhere in that scripture is one of our names. "Such were some of you, but ye are
washed."
Thank God for baptism. David said, "Wash me and make me clean." But ye are washed. Ye are. I got separated when I got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And ye are. In the name of, how you wash? In the name of the Lord. How are you justified? Fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not? and sees what you do. Say, which is in you, which ye have of God? What? Ye are not your own, for ye are wrought within Christ. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, our God. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Lord, we pray for those that have been in the pathway of Hurricane Matthew. Oh God, we pray for the families that have suffered loss of lives and possessions. Lord, we even pray for saints and churches that have suffered loss. Lord, for your word said, when one suffer, we all suffer. But Lord, we lift them up now. We ask you to be with them. Oh God, we ask you all today, Lord, speak to us. Oh God, we ask you to speak. Lord, speak a word into our spirits. Lord, speak a word into our hearts. Lord, speak a word into our mind. Hallelujah, for you said you sent your word to heal. Lord, you sent your word to deliver. Lord, you sent your word to set free. Lord, send the word. Oh God, and then give us a mind to hide that word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. And Lord, our hearts and eyes to have thine own way. Continue to bless, Lord. Continue to move. Most of all, continue to have thy way. And for this we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name? Amen. And you may be seated. Paul says, unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God. What is unrighteousness? Anything that's contrary to God can't get to heaven. How many want to go to heaven? Well, how many? I ain't gonna ask who wants to go to hell, but I don't want to ask nobody who wants to go to hell. I said, who all want to go to heaven? Hallelujah. We live to make it to heaven. God created us to go to heaven. Amen. So God says an unrighteousness. Anything that's not like God cannot get to heaven. I want to go to heaven, so to get to heaven I have to be more like God. Amen. But let's get down to verse 15. He said, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Verse 19 said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God? Ye are not your own. So our message today is, I've been redeemed. And our subtopic to being redeemed is, you are not your own. Amen. If we're in church today, we don't belong to ourselves, but we belong to God. Amen. The psalmist said, let the redeemed of the Lord let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed out of the hands of the enemy. Now the word redeemed means to repurchase what has been sold into slavery or bondage. To redeem means to repurchase something that has been sold into bondage or slavery. When we were born, brothers and sisters, every last one of us was sold into sin. We were all sold into bondage. Amen. Because we had a sinful nature. When the Lord, just to let you know, it's called the intimation of sacrifice, or it's a hint of suggestion of something to come in the future. When the Lord put Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, which was symbolic of paradise, the Bible said he put a flaming cherubim to protect the way back to the tree of life. So the only way that any of us can get back to the tree of life is that something had to die. And the Bible says that Paul says, scarcely for a righteous man will one die. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So Christ paid the price, hallelujah, to get us out of the bondage of sin. Christ paid the price to get us out of the bondage of slavery. Now, what it means when you're in slavery, Paul writes in the 6th chapter of Romans, he to whom you obey his But if we obey God, we obey God unto righteousness. So the Lord realized that we in ourselves were weak. And the Bible said, when we were yet without strength, Christ died for us. When we weren't in any place to help ourselves, Christ died. How? Why? That he might redeem us. Christ died, hallelujah, so that we can get off of a hellbound road and get on a heavenbound road. Christ died, hallelujah, so that we can regain our right to the tree of life. So for that, how many can just say, thank you, Lord? Come on, how many can say, thank you, Lord? Not by anything that we've done, hallelujah. Bible says, by works shall no man be justified. But we are justified by Christ's Spirit. So I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I've been redeemed. I'm so glad that God paid the price for me. God looked beyond all of my faults. Now, how many know we got faults? How many know we got things that ain't so right? But God loved us so much that man would point to that. But God said, I look beyond all of your faults and I see your need. And he said to me, yes, you may have fallen short. Maybe you messed up. But God said, I came to redeem you. I came to give you a second chance. I'm so glad today that when God looked at me, he didn't look at me as I was, but he looked at me through his blood. And when he looked at me through the blood, he said, your sins and your iniquities, I don't remember them anymore. How many glad to be redeemed? I said, how many glad to be redeemed? Hallelujah. There's a song. Who knows the song I've been redeemed? Everybody know that song? Y'all know that song? I've been redeemed. Who I am, your own. So God paid the price for us. God paid a price for we weren't fit to live. The Lord paid a great price to give us a right to eternal life. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. And we're going to read a few verses in Ephesians about what God did to redeem us. How many know that we're really on our own? Amen. How many know that one day we're going to reside eternally somewhere? Either we will be in heaven with God, or we'll be in hell with the angels and the devil, or the demons. Those are the angels that are in hell, the demons. So we have to make a choice. Amen. As to where we want to spend eternity. If you think about, you know, as we're dealing with so many deaths so recently, life is frail. Lord, life is fragile.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You can be healthy one minute and on your deathbed the next minute. The young lady we visited last night was fine and went in the bathroom and didn't come out. Amen. And in less than 24 hours, she went from being fine to being brain dead. When you begin to look at life in the true essence of life, we should make every day count. The things that we focus on that are so insignificant, we need to forget about them. Because the Bible says tomorrow is promised unto none of us, but sufficient unto the day. Amen. We ought to take one day at a time. But Ephesians 1:4 read, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be.
Because
we're supposed to receive the earnest of his spirit.
chapter 1. So we are a purchased possession. And when you buy something, who does that purchased possession belong to?
You.
The buyer. So God bought us.
Amen.
Who do we belong to?
God.
We are not our own. You know, some people say, well, I'm 3 times selling and all that other stuff. I can do what I want to do. Well, I'm a minister of God, so I can do what I want to. God said, well, when I judge you, saying, who judges every man
word.
Past the time of your sojourning here in well, why? For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, yes, you can't pay for salvation. Money can't pay for salvation. You weren't redeemed, we weren't redeemed with silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the traditions of your fathers. But how many know today we were redeemed with the
precious blood?
Thank you, Lord. How many can just say thank you for the blood? Married at that time, it was 36 years. 20 years, something like that. I said, tell me that for 36 years. I got 5 kids. I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. That's good enough. He said, that's all. That's all that counts.
That's it.
He said, but everybody usually, that's all that counts.
Right?
What's all that other stuff mean? The most important thing is I'm saved. My wife is
saved.
And we're on our way
to heaven.
Well, that's all you want me to say. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to say no more. Because all that other stuff don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
And it don't mean nothing. Hallelujah. When I went to school here and I did this and I did that, that don't mean nothing. Hallelujah. Because when God looks at me, He judges me based on my salvation. Everyone, man, if you believe God can save you. If you believe what?
Believe. Yes.
Then in believing, God can save you. As we all stand in the elders and the ministers come forward. Today, we're not all. We represent heaven. The Bible says we are an ambassador of
Christ.
Being an ambassador of Christ, we're supposed to represent Christ at all times. We can't be part-time ambassadors. We can't be part-time light shiners. We can't be part-time salt. But we have to be the salt all the time and light all the time. When you leave today, be able to say, it's not redeemed. Redeemed means I'm on my way to heaven. Don't allow the devil to give you excuses. Because it's time for the redeemed of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Shed his blood one day on Calvary when I was yet without sin.